I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. According to the National Institute on Aging, one in every four adults age 65 and older are socially isolated. And research shows that this can take a toll on overall health and well-being. Dr. Mary Hart Bryan is here to talk about the importance of strong social connections, especially in the older adult years. Dr. Bryan is an assistant professor in the Department of Psychiatry and Behavioral Sciences, and she's a geriatric psychiatrist at MUSC. Dr. Bryan, what specifically is known about the impact of social isolation in the older adult years?
Well, we know that social connection is one of our fundamental human needs, and it impacts our physical health, our mental well-being, and our longevity. So being socially isolated has potential serious health effects and increases the risk of premature mortality from all causes. So there's substantial evidence that shows an association between social isolation and heart disease, stroke, type 2 diabetes, and Alzheimer's dementia. And social isolation can also have a very negative impact on mental health and increases the risk of becoming depressed or anxious, having suicidal thoughts, or an addiction.
How does social isolation increase disease risk?
So research indicates that social isolation increases stress, which can thereby modulate our body's immune responses and induce a chronic inflammation state, which is a known risk factor for several diseases, including cancer and Alzheimer's dementia, just to name a couple.
What can individuals do so that they are connecting with others and maintaining strong social connections?
We know that it's not just the number of social connections, but also the quality of social connections. So if you have a trusted friend or family member, make sure that you prioritize time to connect with them on a daily basis. And it doesn't have to be in person. It can be by email or phone or video chat. Getting involved in your neighborhood, getting to know your neighbors is a great way to be socially connected. Senior centers have group exercise classes and other activities that can be a great way to meet people and become socially involved. And volunteering is another wonderful way to connect with others and also be helpful in the community.
What can family and friends do if they sense that a loved one is lonely or isolated?
So friends and family can help by scheduling regular visits with an older adult because we know that this kind of regular contact is a strong predictor of health. Providing transportation to different activities, doctor's appointments, religious services is a great way to help a socially isolated older adult. Or, we know that many older adults don't have technological access at home. So getting them set up so that they can have virtual visits with friends, family, and healthcare providers is very important.
Are there any good resources you can mention related to social connections for older adults?
The National Institute on Aging provides materials for older adults on social isolation and loneliness and tips on staying connected.
Dr. Bryan, thanks for this update about the importance of social connections.
You're welcome.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.